Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will continue our Journey to the Cross series with a discussion of today's verse.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's verse can be found in Mark chapter 15, verse 34. At 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Everything that surrounds the cross screams defeat. Clouds cover Golgotha in darkness and gloom. Pilate hangs in the inscription, "The King of the Jews," upon the cross, not as a testimony of lordship, but as a declaration that the might of Rome had vanquished its enemy. Then, almost topping it all off, Jesus, with his last vestiges of strength, raises his voice in a cry of desperation and agony, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Isn't this the cry of someone overwhelmed with God's absence? Isn't this the cry of someone crushed under the weight of sin and curse? Yes, it is. Jesus dies upon the cross, inflicted with outward and inward wounding. We can't understand Christ's death without recognizing the shame and the dereliction that the cross represents. When Jesus dies, he dies in the place of sinful humanity, and so he is filled with agony and spiritual separation. To him, as his physical life drains, the Father seems distant and removed. For that's what we experience when our sins remain on our shoulders. But as much as this truth surrounds the death of Christ, there is so much more to his death. And because Christ's death is not a defeat, but a triumph, his cry on the cross is not one of despair, but is one of victory. You might know that Christ's cry is a quote from Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? And why are you so far from saving me?" It's one of the most visceral and gut-wrenching prayers found in the Psalms. It appears to be a prayer of defeat, a resignation to the fact that the afflicted one experiences God's absence. But have you ever looked at what happens in the psalm? The psalm goes on to describe how the afflicted one is surrounded by enemies, how they are poured out like water and all their bones are out of joint. "My heart has turned to wax and my mouth has dried up," it says. And then the psalm describes a scene which might have seemed odd or out of place in its original context. Enemies surround the afflicted one. They pierce his hands and his feet, and the people stare and gloat over him. They divide his garments among them, and they cast lots for his clothing. You see, when Jesus echoes this lament, he isn't just crying out in agony. He is pointing to the redemptive story that he is bringing to fruition. For here, at the cross, Jesus is announcing to all who is before him that he is the fulfillment of the suffering one. And any priest, Pharisee, or devout Jew conversant with the Psalms, they would recognize the psalm that Jesus was referring to. And so when he quotes the opening line of Psalm 22, they would naturally remember the declaration of this piercing and the gambling for his clothing, which was now being played out before them. And then with that truth suddenly in recognition, they might just remember the shocking turn of Psalm 22, because in the psalm, the suffering one is not despised by God. He is not ignored or cast off. No, the place of suffering is the place where God's love and power is fully revealed. This scene, which can so easily be thought of as a defeat, is actually the doorway into God's kingdom. And so the psalm ends by saying, God has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry. And then, triumphantly, the psalm declares that future generations will be told about the Lord, and all will proclaim his righteousness because he has done it. Jesus dies on the cross because he's done it. He's finished his work, and salvation has been wrought to all. The death of Jesus marks the defeat of all the spiritual forces of sin and death that threaten our lives. Christ's death is the death knell for all that would keep us separated from him. Christ's death on the cross is the pathway to life, and his shout means that he is not forgotten, that he is accomplishing all that he has set out to do. So as you celebrate the death of Jesus this week, may you recognize the fullness of his victory in your life. May you open your heart to his love that comes flooding in, and the grace and the power in which you are encompassed. And may you rejoice in the Lord and all his work, because he has done it all. Alleluia.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.